From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iranian missiles fly close to a U.S. carrier. U.S. military officials say Iran test-fired missiles Saturday that passed within 1,500 meters of the American aircraft carrier, the USS Harry S. Truman. The carrier was passing through international shipping lanes in the Strait of Hormuz. There were several other vessels in the area. The officials called Iran's actions highly provocative. They said Iran's Navy gave a radio announcement less than an hour before firing the missiles, telling ships to clear out of the area. None of the missiles were fired at any of the ships. Iraqi military officials say Sunni tribal fighters are helping hold territory in Ramadi. Small pockets of resistance remain in the city after Iraqi forces recaptured the main government complex. The United Nations Agency for Refugees says more than 1 million people emigrated to the European Union in 2015, compared with 216,000 the year earlier. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Wednesday more than 80% of the refugees landed in Greece. Most of those who landed in Greece came from Turkey. Most of the others crossed the Mediterranean from Libya and landed in Italy. The agency said about half of the refugees are fleeing from Syria, and another 21% came from Afghanistan. Voters went to the polls in the Central African Republic Wednesday. Long lines of voters turned out in the capital, Bangui. Although some polling stations opened late, there were no reports of violence or major irregularities. Security was high for the presidential and legislative elections, which were delayed from Sunday due to logistical difficulties. UN peacekeepers were deployed to sensitive regions, with hundreds of police patrolling other areas. This is VOA News. Turkey has detained two suspected Islamic State members believed to be planning suicide attacks on New Year's celebrations in Ankara. The alleged plot involved suicide bombings in central Ankara, where crowds gather to celebrate the start of the new year. A U.S. newspaper is reporting that the United States spied on communications of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Wall Street Journal reported Tuesday that the White House decided to secretly keep certain allies under close watch, with Mr. Netanyahu topping the list. President Barack Obama promised 2 years ago to curtail eavesdropping on friendly heads of state. More than 700 members of the Rwandan rebel group FDLR surrendered in the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2015, according to the UN. The mission in the DRC says many of those who gave themselves up were in poor health, and a high proportion were children. Nick Long takes a look.
Estimates of the total number of FDLR fighters in Congo this year have varied between 1,500 and 2,500. In October, a group of UN experts on the DRC reported that 339 of the group's combatants had been captured or had surrendered over the first 8 months of the year. But last week, the UN mission in the DRC, MONUSCO, reported a surge in surrenders. The head of MONUSCO's Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration, or DDR section, Taz Grayling, announced the news at a year-end news conference. She said that from the start of the year up to December, 710 FDLR members have been disarmed and demobilized, of whom 315 were children. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
The African Union has threatened to place sanctions on Burundi's political factions if they fail to attend peace talks next month. The AU is pushing all sides to resolve their differences and avert violence. Representatives of the government and the political opposition are slated to meet January 6th in Arusha, Tanzania. U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby has arrived at a Pennsylvania courtroom to be arraigned on criminal charges stemming from the alleged sexual assault of a woman in 2004. Prosecutors in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, announced Wednesday that Cosby is being charged with aggravated indecent assault. If found guilty, he could face up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. NASA says the United States will soon feel the possible effects of the weather phenomenon known as El Niño. The U.S. Space Agency is warning this year's El Niño could be as powerful as the one in 1997-98, which led to intense ice storms and flooding across the country. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.